Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 18th of December, recording at 9:43 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, quick look at the highlights. Asian stock markets were mostly firmer, including leading China. The European markets was a very quiet day. Modest gains for the majority of them. Wall Street, Canada, Mexico, Brazil all closed a little bit lower. The U.S. indices were down about an average of 2%. Main news item, I think, was some credit downgrades. And we've had plenty of those, haven't we? And the government bonds roared, particularly the U.S. Treasuries, currently up 2 points at 141.11 in after-hours trading. And the U.S. dollar, this was interesting, it slumped again here early today, got down to 77.68 on the dollar index, and that was down over 100 points, and then it bounced strongly, and I should say it was down, that was down a point and a half, 1.5, and then it bounced significantly, but closed out at 79.46. So it's checked the overall really steep decline, which I'd said it was getting, and Owen had said it was getting a little bit overextended. Now, that was the main story in the currencies. The other one was talk from Japan, from the Bank of Japan, about intervention to prevent the yen from strengthening further, and the dollar did rebound by over 2 yen against the Japanese currency today. Commodities weakened. The precious metals in particular were strong when the dollar was weak, and then just as predictably reversed and gave back some of their very good gains here today. And crude oil, more commodities are down than up, but crude oil, 36.38 following those OPEC cuts. More on that in a moment, because that's fascinating. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, it's been a reasonably good month. Actually, you could say that since November, it's been a reasonably good period. We've seen some quite big percentage recoveries, although obviously stock markets are miles away from their highs that we saw this year and in 2007. But there is a fair amount of basing activity evident. And there was always scope following the climactic action, really from May through to October. As we've talked about, there was certainly scope for technical rallies and reversions to the mean, and we are getting that. It's been more of a ranging type of move than a sharp rebound, but that ranging type of move has a lot of base formation characteristics, as I said a moment ago. And I think one has, well, people have been so fearful in here recently, again, that's a contrary indicator. The most aggressive forecasts have been so dire that one hardly dare believe what's on the charts, but I think we need to look at them, and I do usually believe what I see on the charts, and I see those big downward accelerations, some good bounces, the right-hand extensions, the higher reaction lows. Now, a number of these stock market indices are testing the upper boundaries of their ranges. Upward breaks would obviously be positive and indicate additional rally scope. Downward dynamics from those levels would also be a warning. And breaks beneath the early December lows, as I've mentioned and Owen has mentioned, would look more worrying still. But that hasn't happened At least not yet. And there is scope for this further year-end rally. And if we get a further year-end rally, I would be quite confident that it would carry on into the first quarter of this year. Now, elsewhere, really taking the US dollar first, it had fallen so sharply that that trend had become a bit overextended. And so it's due for a little bit of rebound, but it would have to rally very strongly just to get back on the US dollar index, for instance, just to get back underneath the top formation that it formed. And I think that's unlikely. So much the way the dollar during the early stages of its rally, and I think this occurred in August, suddenly had a sharp pullback, but it didn't last very long. I wouldn't be at all surprised if a dollar technical rally at this time does not last for very long. And therefore, I think a dollar rally that lasts for a few days would create a shorting opportunity. And perhaps even more importantly, it would also create a buying opportunity in the precious metals. I think gold before today had rallied for 9 straight days, or maybe including today's early gains, it was 9 straight days. I think that's the case. But that's certainly a bit overextended in the short term. So a little bit of a consolidation would be hardly surprising in the precious metals. But I think gold, silver, and platinum are all buys on any easing, and I would expect platinum to see the least of the easing because it's basically in a flatlined pattern with lots of recovery scope, in my opinion. We don't see gold and platinum trading at the same price very often. Now, this crude oil situation. This is fascinating because here we've had, this is the second cutback, or is it the third on the part of OPEC? But the market's not all that impressed, and one reason why the market isn't all that impressed is because we have definitely seen demand destruction, particularly in the US, and that's the most crucial source because the US is by far the world's biggest consumer of crude oil, and there's lots of scope to lower crude oil consumption in the USA. Now, what had happened following previous spikes, and there haven't been that many, but I've lived through what I think three of them, these big spikes in crude oil, and this would be the fourth one. And what has invariably happened is that every time we've had a massive spike in the price of crude oil, it has caused a global recession. Obviously, this is no exception. But then to bring those historic comparisons up to date, then crude oil fell back very sharply. OPEC cut production, but it didn't have much effect. So, really, we didn't get a major recovery because the demand that had been destroyed did not come back that quickly. And so, really, I think in at least a couple of those instances, the Saudis were just happy to see, well, maybe not happy, but the Saudis at any rate let the price fall all the way back. They said they weren't going to cut further, and they let the price fall very sharply. And then, from those lows, the demand began to pick up once again, and therefore, OPEC was able to start well to benefit considerably. Once consumers were accustomed to using a lot more crude oil. So is that going to happen this time around? Well, to a certain extent, it already has. I mean, I think one shouldn't brag, but technically, it was not difficult to see the top and to anticipate that peak in the crude oil price back in July. But it was a brave forecast at that stage to talk about a move to 80, as I did. And here we are today, 36.50. I mean, that's an incredible move on the downside, and that is very good for the global economy. Oil producers aren't even doing that badly, although I was going to say oil producers accepted and should say that. So 36.50, and that's with a dollar coming off its high. So, as I say, this is good news for the global economy, although that is preoccupied with other problems, which are going to take time to work through, as we know. And there are a fair number of forecasts saying that we may see a bottom of the recession towards the second half, or sometime in the second half of 2009. I think that's a best case scenario. And others feel that recession may carry on into 2010 and longer. Whatever. It would be surprising to see economies come roaring back, and I don't think they will. I think we get a more gradual build up. But a lot of factors have fallen into place that will certainly help a number of economies, and particularly the Asian economies, particularly the economies of some of the resources producers, the OECD economies, well, and certainly the US and UK economies, some of the more debt-burdened economies. It's going to be tough, isn't it? We all know that. But because we all know that, a great deal of that has been factored into markets. And what else? Yes, the Japanese yen. I think the yen's way overstretched, and it has helped to weigh down the Japanese stock market. I bought some Nikkei futures in here today. I wouldn't have done it except the pattern was surprisingly good. I say surprisingly good. Given the strength that we've actually seen in the yen, and so that has weighed on the stock market, and Japan is an export-based economy. So the yen makes a big difference in terms of corporate profits. And when I heard the BOJ talking about intervening to cap the yen's rise, some of you have heard me say in the past that sometimes that happiness is getting the central bank and the currency trend, happiness in Forex is getting the central bank and the currency trend on your side. So it's quite likely, subject to the technical action, that I will short the yen in here before long, probably before year end. I'm just not sure against which currency. I mean, the euro would have been the obvious one 2, 3 weeks ago, but it has had a big move here so far. But, well, maybe we'll get a pullback. We'll see. And meanwhile, unfortunately, I'm not able to be here tomorrow, due to family medical reasons involving Mrs. Fuller. She's a little bit more of a trial in hospital. Nothing terribly serious, but part of the help additional work to help her on this recovery path. And I'll just support her in that tomorrow. But I will be back on Monday and look forward to it. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.